Astor presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Astor Screen Guild play tonight, The Great McGinty. The starring players...
This is Ruth Hussey.
It's Brian Dunleavy.
And this is Akeem Tamiro.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players in one of the most delightful screenplays of recent years, the Paramount picture, The Great McGinty. It stars Ruth Hussey as Catherine, Brian Dunleavy as McGinty, and Akeem Tamiroff as the boss. The Lady Esther Screen Guild Players in The Great McGinty.
Piano. That's the thing that gets my goat. I don't mind this banana country. I don't mind the heat. I don't mind the flies. But that crummy piano keeps saying I'm down. Keeps reminding me I used to be up. Yeah, I said up. And I mean way up. I used to be governor of a state. Sort of funny the way I got started in politics. It's election night and I'm on the soup line. I don't have one thin dime to my name, and this guy steps up and kind of whispers.
Hey, buddy, you want to make yourself $2? All you got to do is vote for mayor.
How can I vote? I'm not even registered.
Are you kidding? Come on.
$2 a vote. That's easy, though. But later, when I drop in at this address that he gives me, sort of like a club it was, and try to collect what's coming to me...
37 times? You mean you voted 37 times?
That's right, 37 times.
What's that? Who voted 37 times?
This lug right here, he claims we owe him $64.
74.
Well, now look, all I can say is...
All right, pay him off.
Oh, sure, I was gonna anyway.
Yeah, in a pig's poke you would.
Now look, you. Huh. Don't you know you ain't supposed to vote more than once?
Says who?
Oh, tough guy, eh? You know, the last guy talked to me that way, I...
Hey, boss! Boss, we're in! 3-1 for Tillinghast. We win.
Sure, Louis, sure. We always win. Well, how about it, tough guy? Have a drink?
Maybe I will. What are you gonna have?
He takes Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola? How's my back hair, Flossie?
Hey, listen,
give me a double fudge pecan twist with an extra cherry on top of it. And if you're out of that, give me a slug of whiskey and a bottle of beer.
A funny guy, eh? I guess you don't know who I am.
That's right. Who are you?
I'm someone you better not forget the next time you see me, so just to help you remember.
Why, you... That's to pay you off. And that's for interest, and this one's gonna be...
Lay off, do you hear? I'll
cut it out, Lee. Cut it. Put away the gun.
Well, gee, boss, I...
You know, tough guy, you sort of give me an idea. I could use somebody that's got some real nerve. Not nerve behind a gun. Anybody's got that like Louis, see? You take away his rod and what you got left? A violet.
Oh, no, boss, I...
I mean somebody that can use his mitts, you know, like me. You think you're tough, eh?
Tough enough.
I could slap you down with one hand.
You and who else?
All right. I haven't got time now. Now, starting tomorrow, you're working for me.
Says who? And for how much?
Now, listen, you!
Take your finger out of my face.
What? Hey, this guy kills me. He thinks he's me.
Yeah, we got along fine right from the start. So he puts me on the collection route. The tough ones, the mugs that thought they didn't need protection. I have a little talk with some of them. One of them goes to a hospital, and then all of a sudden, collections pick up. That's how I start, you see. And then after a while, the boss makes me an alderman, and I move in on the second floor. You know, bus franchises, garbage disposal, nice stuff. Then he's going to make me a judge. Just for the laugh. Except they picked that time to turn on the heat.
Mm. Look at them headlines, will you? Impeach the mayor. City filled with graft. Civic purity leaked to act.
Say, getting so you can't make a dishonest dime in this town.
Yeah. We got to do something, I guess. Mm. McGinney.
What?
You want to be reform mayor?
What do you mean, reform mayor?
What do you think it means? Don't make me say everything twice, will you? Do you want to be reform mayor, mayor of the city?
What have you got to do with the reform party?
I am the reform party. Who do you think?
Since when?
Since a long time. In this town, I'm all the parties. You think I'm going to starve every time they change administrations?
Well, then, where does this Purity League come in?
They come in the back door every Wednesday. Well, how about it? You want to be mayor?
Well, sure, I guess so.
All right, you're in. You'll have to kiss a lot of babies, shake a lot of hands, and be... Yeah, wait a minute. You'll have to get married right away.
What do you mean, get married right away?
What do you think it means? Do I have to say everything twice again? Women got the vote now. Maybe you didn't hear about it. So they don't like bachelors.
Oh, they don't, huh? Well, if they don't like him, they can lump him.
Now, what's the matter with you? Are you nuts?
No, I'm just playing hard to get.
Now, listen, don't you know what marriage is? Why, it's the most beautiful, the most beautiful setup between two sexes. Don't you know that a wife is like like a coat without pants? Like a pig without a poke? Why, marriage is the most,
Then why don't you try it?
Because I ain't running for mayor.
Oh, yeah? Well, I ain't neither. Poke that in your pig.
Good afternoon. Alderman McGinty's office. No, I'm sorry, he's out. Yes, Miss Dangerfield, I'll tell him you called. That gold digger, I wish he'd... Oh, hello, Mr. McGinty. I was just... Why, Mr. McGinty, what's the matter?
Now he wants me to get married. How do you like that one?
Married? What for?
Because the women have got the vote, and they don't vote for bachelors.
Well, what are you running for?
For mayor.
Mayor?
Yeah. Reform mayor.
Well, that's wonderful, Mr. McGinty. I'm so happy for you. We'll have more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
What are you talking about? I told him to go fly a kite. Can you see me telling some rib where I've been till 2 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, I don't think it's as bad as all that.
Look, I know all about it. My parents was married. You catch me walking the floor all night with an armload of little muzzlers yelling in my kisser.
Well, you might not have any.
What do you mean I mightn't have any? They never had less than 8 on either side of my family.
Well, I don't want to argue with you, but they really don't yell so much. I mean, well, of course, it's entirely up to you, but it seems to me an opportunity like this...
No, thanks. If you think I'm going to get hitched to some Jane I don't even know or give a hoop-a-dee about...
Well, how about Miss Lucy Dangerfield? She just called and wanted you to...
In spades.
Well, Mr. McGinty.
Yeah.
What about me? Me. I'd be willing to do it for you.
Hey, come again.
Well, I don't want to get married either. I feel the same way you do about it. You see, I've already been married, and this way we'd both be protected, and you'd get the women's vote, which is really the important thing, and... Well... What's the matter?
Huh?
Is anything wrong? The way you look at me, I've...
Get that phone.
Yes, sir.
And if it's Lucy, tell her I won't be over.
Well, thank you, Mr. McGinty. It was nice of you to bring me home.
Don't mention it. Nice wedding, wasn't it?
Oh, very nice. Mr. McGinty.
Yeah, gonna be a swell party, too. The boss sure likes to do things up brown.
Yeah, Mr. McGinty, I think I told you I was married before.
No fooling.
No, it wasn't. Well, there's something I should have told you, I guess. Mr. McGinty, we're really married, aren't we? I mean, legally?
That's what the guy said. Why?
Well, I don't want you to think I've been hiding anything. It was just the excitement and the suddenness and...
Mommy! Hi, Mommy!
Children! Children, do be quiet.
Kids?
Uh-huh.
Whose?
Well, I've been trying to tell you. They're mine.
So there I was, a wife and family just like that, but I guess we got along okay, better than lots of families, I bet. You see, they left me entirely alone, and me, I did the same for them. Anyway, until the night I got elected mayor. We had a big shindig at the club, and by the time I got home, I was really howling. I was a walking hangover from a barbershop quartet. Oh, by
the wings of angels. There, now just relax, Mr. McGinty. Here, take a sip of this. You'll feel fine in a little while.
I feel pretty good right now. Pretty tough day, though. I could stand some sleep.
Well, don't you think you'd better take off your shoes?
If I come to bed with my shoes?
And your hat. And your suit.
Gee.
Miss Catherine? You in there, Miss Catherine?
Yes, who is it, Bessie?
Oh, Mr. George is here, and he tell me to tell you to tell me how long you're going to be.
Well, tell him I'll be right out, Bessie.
Yes.
George, huh? Who's he?
Oh, just a friend, that's all. He always wanted to marry me, and since I'm still free, in a way, he just takes me out to dinner, that's all.
That's all, huh? Well, ain't that enough?
Well, after all...
Who does this lug think he is? Be propositioning my wife.
You mean proposing, Mr. McGinty? And he doesn't anymore. He just takes me to dinner.
Well, why can't you eat at home? Is there anything the matter with the grub around here?
Well, if there was, Mr. McGinty, you wouldn't know it.
Huh? What have I got to do with it?
I don't think you have anything to do with it, Mr. McGinty. I'm running your house as best I can. I go to all sorts of clubs and meetings. I'm photographed all the time, just so you might get the woman's vote. If I want to go out quietly with an old friend instead of sitting alone in the evening, I don't really see that it...
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. McGinty.
No hard feelings?
No, of course not.
Shake. I was thinking, why don't we go out together sometime?
I'd be very glad to, Mr. McGinty. Sometime. Now, if you'll let go of my hand.
You know, if you was to tell anybody that we've been living here like this, you at one end of the hall and me at the other, they wouldn't believe it.
Mr. McGinty, my hand.
Hey. Am I still hanging on to your mitt? I hope I didn't hurt it any.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, it felt, kind of nice.
Yeah?
Miss Catherine, Mr. George said to make it just as fast as you can.
Oh, he does, huh? Well, you can tell him I said he better scram.
But Mr. McGinty...
Tell him he's barking up the wrong tree.
But Daniel...
Huh? Hey, say that again.
Daniel.
Gee. When you say it soft like that and nice... Holy Toledo, I must have been blind.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, Miss Loreen Tuttle brings you a word from Lady Esther.
There are moments in every woman's life when beauty she never dreamed she had flashes suddenly into being. It may be a moment of great joy, a moment of great tenderness. I've often thought, if it were only possible to capture that shining moment, to keep that sudden elusive quality of beauty, then no woman need ever again be plain. In Lady Esther, Bridal Pink, I have tried to do just that. I've tried to capture that fleeting look of loveliness, in a shade that gives unmistakable radiance to a woman's face. A shade that makes her look happy, vibrant, and alive. Women tell me I have succeeded beyond all expectation. They tell me Bridal Pink instantly lights up their face with new warmth and expression. Gives a glow to their eyes, a lift to their spirits. Often makes them look as much as 10 years younger. It doesn't matter whether your hair is blonde, brunette, auburn, or brown. Lady Esther Bridal Pink is intensely flattering to almost every skin it touches. You see, Lady Esther face powder isn't just mixed in the usual way. It's highly pulverized by the tremendous force of hurricanes. Pulverized so fine it feels light and cool as a summer breeze on your skin. Yet it completely covers tiny lines and blemishes, and it clings 4 hours and longer. It even makes your features look smaller and daintier. Ask your dealer for Lady Esther Bridal Pink and accept no other shade. Capture that young, joyous look, that radiant look, with Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of The Great McGinty, starring Akeem Temirov, Ruth Hussey, and Brian Dunleavy.
Well, everything's going along pretty smooth now. Catherine and the kids and me, we're mighty happy. And this mayor's job is turning out okay. You see, we're making lots of improvements, and they're paying off big. Yes, sir, I got that right down to a science.
But I don't understand, Mr. Mayor. My company has the bus franchise in this city. We have a contract.
Yeah, but there seems to be a flaw in it.
A flaw?
What kind of a flaw?
Well, I wouldn't know. You better see the chairman of the bus committee. Nice fella. If you don't get him mad and treat him nice.
Oh, you couldn't give me a rough idea of about how nice, could you?
I wouldn't know what you're talking about, Mr. Maxwell. Well, glad to see you looking so well. Drop in again, we'll take in a ball game. Do you like baseball?
Well, I'm not exactly a fan.
Well, that's where you fellas make your big mistake. You worry too much about contracts and flaws and things like that. You ought to get out in the open. Fill your lungs with fresh air and forget your troubles. You see, that picture on the wall, Mr. Maxwell, how many people do you think there were at that game?
Well, I'm sure I haven't the vaguest idea.
Now, look again. How many people do you think there are in that photograph?
Well, I don't know. 10,000?
Guess again.
20,000?
You're not even warm.
Well, frankly, I don't say... Oh. You mean it's more like 40,000?
Well, it's more like it, but that ain't it, Mr. Maxwell. There were 75,000 people at that game.
75,000?
75,000. Wonderful, isn't it?
Oh.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Maxwell. I'll send the guy up to see you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Your Honor.
Hello, Miss Ryan. Put Maxwell down for 75 grand. That's right. And look, no more appointments this afternoon. I gotta get home and read my kids their bedtime story. And just as Peter Rabbit reached the old split rail fence, a shadow fell across his path. And who do you suppose it was? I'll give you three guesses and then three more, but you could try all night without guessing who it really was, because it was none other than...
Darling.
Huh?
They're both asleep.
Oh, just a minute. None other than our friend, Muggle the Wump the Tortoise. Yeah, that's who I thought it was.
You've been wonderful with the children, Dan. They love you so.
No kidding.
And they're so proud of you. I am too, Dan. I think you're a fine man.
Oh, me?
Yes, you. You're a tough guy, McGinty, but you're not a wrong guy. If you were on the other side of the fence, you'd play just as hard the other way.
Hey, what have you been drinking? Catnip?
I suppose I'm being dull. I guess I went to too many reform lunches this week. I've heard so much about child labor and sweatshops and the fire traps poor people live in.
Oh, that's up to the boss. I couldn't do anything if I wanted to.
You mean you would if you could?
What?
Oh, well, do something about the tenements, maybe.
Hmm? Hey, you got some relatives living down there?
You know I haven't. Dan.
All right.
What are you going to do?
I ain't exactly sure. Hello?
Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Newlywed. You coming over? Now, listen, I got a couple of things.
Hey, boss, listen, I happened to come home through the poor district, see, and I was wondering... While we're cleaning up the city, how about a tenement bill? You know, make them clean them up. Put in some windows and some plumbing and stuff like that.
Say, I think that's great.
Oh, you do, huh?
Sure, I don't know why I didn't think of it. Just ringing the bell in the house. Now, look, give it to the papers first thing in the morning. Tenements must go. The city without a slum. I'll have Jarvis send you down the list.
What list?
The landlords, who they are and what they'll pay to kill the bill. Nice going, boy. Nice going. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, good night.
What did he say?
Like I told you, no soap.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the way I thought it would be. But don't worry, Dan. Maybe you can't do anything now, but someday you will. Someday you'll be strong enough. You wait and see.
Yeah, that's what she kept saying. Someday you'll be strong enough. Of course, I knew she was all wrong about that stuff, but I wanted to make her happy, her and the kids. So one day I said, I'm strong enough now. That was the day I got elected governor. Yeah. No fooling. They made me governor. Honest Dan McGinty, the people's friend. Only the very first day I walk into my office.
Morning, Your Excellency.
Oh, you here already?
Oh, sure. We got a mighty big job on our hands. You know, this state needs an awful lot of things. They had honest governors so long, the whole place is in a rack and ruin.
Is that so?
Sure. Now take the roads, for instance. They're in terrible condition. You know, in case of war, we'd be at the mercy.
How would an enemy ever get to here?
How would I know? Am I a general? Then we'll need new waterworks and state canal and all. Now, you'll kiss me for this one. A new dam.
A dam, huh?
I see by your expression you don't know what a dam is. A dam is something you put a lot of concrete in. And it doesn't matter how much you put in it. There's always room for a little more.
What's the matter with the old dam?
Huh? Oh, it's got a crack in it.
Oh. Well, can't we just patch up the crack a little?
You're kind of dumb this morning, ain't you, Dan?
Yeah.
Look, you lug. What are you trying to pull?
Nothing, nothing. Only there ain't going to be no new dams and no roads and nothing the people don't really need.
Why, you cheap double-crossing rat. After I spent 400 grand to put you in here.
I'll pay you back. Here's the key to my deposit box. I'll pay you the rest out of my salary.
And what salary? You know how long you're going to be here?
Yeah, I got an idea. I got an idea where you'll be, too.
Listen, sucker. Anything ever happens to me, you'll be in a clink 10 minutes later. I can pin so much on you, you'll look like a Christmas tree.
Ah, you don't scare me. Now, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to put a child labor bill through, and I'm going to stamp out the sweatshops. Then I'm going to banish the tenements, and then...
What do you know about child labor? You never even seen the sweatshop. Who's been talking to you? Who's been telling... Hey, wait a minute. Your wife. Yes, that cheesecake you married.
Listen, you make one crack about her.
Now look, don't you know nothing? Don't you know a dame started all the trouble? Ain't you never heard of Samson and Delilah? Or Sodom and Gomorrah? You gonna let her fail like that?
I told you not to...
Now, all right. You asked for it.
Put down that gun, you brat. I'll teach you... Boy, we had some Brannigans, all right. It ends up with the boss in the clink. 3 days later, I'm in there, too. Yeah, one of his outfits, the Better Government League. They start screaming about corruption while I was mayor. They got the dope, too. Why not? He gave it to them. So there I was. He and I in the clink together. Me in one cell and him right next door.
I hope you like it in here, wise guy. Might as well enjoy it while you can.
Ah, who asked you anything?
You know how long you're gonna get? 10 to 20. And not in no country club either. With that income tax stuff they just dug up, you'll get Leavenworth or the beach.
Yeah, what are you gonna get? A summer vacation?
I hope you're satisfied, you rat. The first time I catch you alone, I'll bat your brains all over the ride.
Yeah, you and your little brother. I'll smack you so hard you'll meet yourself coming back. If that ain't enough, I'll rip
hey,
you loose from
here. Pipe down, you two. What's the idea?
Just having a little conversation.
Yeah? Well, any more rumpus, and I'll put you both in solitary. I got the keys right here, and it'll be very simple. Yes, sir. It's going to be very simple.
Boss. Boss.
What's eating you now?
Say, did that guard wink at me, or am I dreaming?
Ain't you getting too old to dream?
You mean he's one of the boys? They're springing you?
2 o'clock tonight. You better be ready.
Me? You mean you're taking me with you?
Why not? How else am I going to get my mitts on you?
I know it's late to be calling you, honey, but I got some people waiting and I got to talk fast.
But, Dan...
Now, listen. I know you'd come along with me, but that ain't right. You got to think about the little guy and the little lady.
Dan, where are you phoning from?
It doesn't matter now, honey. Look, in the top drawer of my dresser... There's a key. It's got a number and the name of a safe deposit company, and they won't ask you any questions. Well, it's just the little something I held out on you, and it'll keep you going and put the kids through school without selling magazines. So long, honey. I'm sorry it didn't work.
Dan. Dan, you can't go away. You can't. I won't let you.
Goodbye, honey. Goodbye. Yeah? We come a long way from there. Down here to this jumping off place where they don't ask you no questions. Ain't so bad, though. I don't mind tending bar. I get along. Oh, yeah. Maybe you want to know what came of the boss. Well, you see...
Hey, you! I just checked the cash register.
What do you mean you just checked the cash register?
Do I still have to say everything twice? I just checked the cash register and it's out $12 again. Hand him over.
Listen, you fat little four-flesher.
Who you call fat?
Guess who?
Now listen.
Thank you, Brian Donlevy, Akeem Temiroff, and Ruth Hussey for a delightful half hour.
You can count on us, Mr. Bradley. For that matter, you can count on every actor and actress in Hollywood, because we all know the wonderful work being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house. And we know that work is largely made possible by this radio program. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, Miss Loreen Tuttle brings you a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Hussey. Ladies, how would you like to give your skin a new, lovelier finish? How would you like to say goodbye to those dry, rough little flakes that ruin the effect of your makeup, that make you look older? Here's all you need to do. Just rub Lady Esther four-purpose face cream into your skin. Rub it well into your skin so it will absorb all those ragged, clinging flakes. Wipe it off, and then feel your face with your fingertips. Feel how the roughness and dryness are gone. Your skin has a new silken finish, a petal-like smoothness, on which powder and makeup look so clear and fresh, so youthful. Lady Esther Face Cream gives your skin a complete beauty treatment every time you use it. First, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Second, it softens your skin, absorbs the dry flakes. Third, it helps nature refine the pores. And fourth, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. If you want to amaze your family and friends by a sudden, delightful change in your appearance, try this. First, apply Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. Wipe it off completely. Then apply Lady Esther Bridal Pink, the romantic new powder shade that gives you the radiant, fascinating look of a woman in love. Ask for Lady Esther Face Cream and Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Flesh and Fantasy. It will star Edgar Barrier, Claire Trevor, and John Hodiak. Be sure to listen. Brian Donlevy will soon be seen in the Paramount picture 2 years before The Mist. Akeem Demiroff will soon be seen in the Arnold Pressburger production, Scandal in Paris. The Great McGinty was presented through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures, who are now celebrating their third of a century anniversary, and their current release is the Technicolor production, Incendiary Blonde. Music on tonight's program was arranged by Wilbur Hatch and conducted by Lud Gluskin. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther Face Cream to buy a box of Lady Esther Face Powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you, and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.